BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump has alleged that Robert Mueller, the special counsel who investigated Russian interference in the presidential election, was motivated by professional jealousy. His outburst came a day after Mr. Mueller said he hadn't cleared Mr. Trump of acting illegally. The Saudi monarch has described Iran as a threat to global security. Speaking at an emergency summit, King Salman urged Gulf Arab states and the international community to contain what he called Tehran's criminal activities and interference. Iran denies Saudi accusations that it recently attacked oil tankers and a Saudi pipeline. Police in Hungary have detained the captain of a cruise ship that collided with a smaller boat on the River Danube in Budapest on Wednesday. The accident resulted in the deaths of at least 7 South Korean tourists. Many people are still missing. A plane carrying the body of the former Congolese opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi has arrived in Kinshasa 2 years after he died in Belgium. His burial will now take place after a long delay caused by a dispute between his family and the former president Joseph Kabila. Mr. Tshisekedi's son Felix is Congo's new president. At least 5 people are reported to have been killed and 18 injured after a series of explosions in Kirkuk in northern Iraq. The authorities have blamed the Islamic State group. Warner Media has joined 2 other media companies, Disney and Netflix, in saying it may stop working in the US state of Georgia if a new law banning most abortions takes effect. The legislation is due to come into force in next January. American media reports say the R&B singer R. Kelly has been charged with 11 further sexual offences dating back 9 years. He already faces 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He's pleaded not guilty and is out on bail. BBC News.